The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Frank Isola, Justin Tinsley, Harry Lyles Jr., Bill Blaschke.
LeBron James.
The greatest scorer ever.
The GOAT, Cam Thomas, of
course. Yeah, grab a seat, AD. We're talking LeBron James. Frank, you're untouchable.
My buddy Harvey Arden from the New York Times is now calling him Cam-ry. Instead of Kyrie, it's Cam-ry.
I want to throw him a
game, bro.
Not anymore.
How you view LeBron James now that he has passed Kareem as the game's greatest scorer? 38,388. Bill Plaschke, around the horn to you.
First off, it was a great night in downtown L.A. Mm-hmm. The fans were screaming for every shot. Denzel Washington bumped this fist. He was so excited to come over to the press row. Bumped fist. The celebrities were all. It was a great night. And let's end the debate now. LeBron's the GOAT. He's the greatest. And we're talking about Jordan. We know we're talking about Jordan. He's got more points, more assists, more rebounds, mm-hmm. more playoff game-winning buzzer beaters than Jordan. He surpasses Jordan in every category except championships. Yet Jordan did it all with one coach and one system. LeBron's won championships with three different coaches, three different systems, three different teams. He's much more versatile. He's much more adaptable. LeBron is the greatest. He's the GOAT. Let's end the debate right now, Tony. Let's end it right now.
Okay. So last night cinches it for you. Frank Isola, I turn to you.
Yeah, God bless Bill Plaschke just glossing on. Yeah, Michael Jordan has more championships. He was 6-0 in the finals, Bill, and no team ever took three games off of him. And Phil Jackson hadn't won anything before Michael Jordan got there. LeBron James, for my money, is the second greatest player of all time. You want to make the case best all around? Because Bill's right about the scoring, the assist total, which is ridiculous, and the rebounds, the longevity, the greatness. Clearly, once you're in the conversation with LeBron, with Michael Jordan, you made it. But for my money, maybe it's an age thing. It's still Michael Jordan.
And a banned phrase from Mr. Isola, docking the point. Justin Tinsley.
Well, first and foremost, shout out to the Thunder who actually won the game. I do want to make sure I praise them. In terms of your question, I tried to avoid this for so long. LeBron James is the GOAT, and it didn't change for me because of last night. I already thought that. This dude has the most diverse catalog and resume ever. Look, he's the youngest to ever score 1,000 all the way up to 38,000. He's the oldest to average 30. Four rings with three teams, four finals MVPs, the only player in history to ever do that. I mean, look, from day one in October 2003, when he stepped on the court, he was expected to be the guy. There's never been a guy this good for this long. His consistency is extraterrestrial. And look, I'm going to say this. Let's say LeBron ends with 45,000 points. You would have to average 30 points a game for 72 games for 20 seasons and then, quote unquote, only end up with 43,000. He's going to push this into you can't break it category. So, look, this is not a knock on Michael Jordan or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, but LeBron James is my personal GOAT.
Tinsley, did I not hear you on SportsCenter last week on February 3, Michael
Jordan? Yeah, we've never seen a guy like that with Michael Jordan, but we've never seen a guy like this with LeBron James.
Okay, Harry Lyles Jr. now on the debate.
I've avoided having to answer this question for 3 years since I've been in this company, and today I'm going to take LeBron James. Look, the thing that what kind of comes to this discussion, I think people like to think that it's linear, right? It's championships, and Michael Jordan has six, and LeBron's got four. It's not that easy to me. I think when you look at Michael and you look at LeBron, it's whose story do you like better? And it's hard to pick one, obviously. When you look at Michael, he is the killer. He is the person that has the resume, six championships, never seen a championship that he did not win. And he also has the cultural aspect of it. We have not seen and probably won't see another player that's going to have the cultural impact that Michael Jordan has had, not just in sports, but in pop culture as well. But with LeBron James, the thing that stuck out to me about breaking last night's record is one of the biggest criticisms, of him has always been he doesn't have that killer instinct. He's not a scorer first, and people criticize him for that. And he's got the scoring record now. He's also somehow top 10 in threes. He's also fourth in assists. So to me, when we talk about the greatest basketball player that there has ever been, LeBron James has done it for the best amount in his era and for the longest amount of time, and he's still going. So to me, I'm going to take LeBron.
Greg, Isola's got more eye rolls than LeBron's got finger rolls right now. Back in, Ice.
I feel like I'm with the new boy band, Prisoners of the Moment. I mean, guys, all right, yes. If you think of him as a scorer, he's all-time leading scorer. Unbelievable. Let me ask you guys a question. And play along, because Michael Jordan never had to play in a Game 7 of an NBA Finals. Who are you taking in a Game 7 of the NBA Finals? You know you have to win it. Come on now, guys. There's one player.
You're bringing up a specific game.
From Brooklyn, Michael Jordan.
We're saying best player ever. Of course, Michael Jordan.
I'll take Kobe Bryant. I'd take Kobe Bryant.
But we're talking about an entire career.
Yeah, okay. Frank.
Give me Cam Thomas.
You were just seething as we sat down. There's no way Michael Jordan loses that game last night. That's what you were saying right before we sat down. Expand on that.
Well, and that's the thing. You look at these unbelievable Michael Jordan moments. You look at the double nickel that he had at Madison Square Garden. He didn't even take the game-winning shot. He passed the ball to Bill Winnington. He finds a way. And in a game that they needed, and again, LeBron is unbelievable. He scored 2 points in the fourth quarter. They needed to close that. They needed that game last night. Let's
Flash,
remember
give
that
you the
too.
Last word.
Frank,
Bill
Frank,
knows I'm right.
Last night was all about LeBron. The players were all distracted. They were throwing the ball to the passing the ball to LeBron. It was about LeBron.
Were
he
they?
Was exhausted.
Looked like they were unhappy.
I want to ask you about that. Let's talk about the play he got the record, Plashke. All right, Thomas Bryant was calling for the ball. Love the onions on him there.
I love it.
And Anthony Davis's reaction, or lack thereof, has been noticed by many. LeBron and Davis shared a moment on the bench afterwards. It seems to suggest LeBron knew why and something was up there. There has been reports of awkward vibe in the locker room. And LeBron's personal success versus the team struggle and loss last night has been, just that a little bit here. So, Plashke, how'd you see it all?
Yeah, I thought the AD thing looked really bad. We didn't see the clip of it until after the press conference, so we didn't get to ask him about it. So I'm sure he'll have an explanation, but it looks really bad. I thought it looked bad, too, when LeBron made the winning shot, when he made the big shot. He stalked off with his hands in the air. His teammates didn't join him. He was like a celebration of LeBron, not of the Lakers, not of the team, and I thought that was a little bit odd. And I think it shows the Lakers are pretty much a dysfunctional mess.
But it is a personal record, right? Harry Lyles Jr., it's not a Lakers team record. This is a personal record.
But still, it'd be nice if his teammates celebrated with him, I thought.
Yeah, no, I mean, for sure. I think the thing that, to me, that stuck out was not necessarily the clip that we just showed, but it was another one where LeBron was saying, hey, I love you. And then he said those validating "I know" words to Anthony Davis as if, hey, I understand you're upset about something. We don't know what that is. I don't know that we'll find out. But clearly he was bothered by either the game, something a coach, something a player said to him. But to me, I would like to think if I was Anthony Davis, I would realize I'm getting ready to watch history that most other people are not going to see and most people watch through their phone in that arena. So you would like to hope that a guy would actually be a little bit more aware than that.
Tinsley.
Yeah, he was asked after the game, like, what needs to change? And he was like, win game, simple. So he could just be annoyed with the way this season is going. And honestly, deservedly so. I think a lot of people feel like that. But so I can't speculate what's going on in Anthony Davis's mind. But as everybody said, that's just not a good look, especially being LeBron, and especially knowing what LeBron has meant to his career. And we played the clip of LeBron saying, I love you. And there's Stan Van Gundy all but pleading Anthony Davis to get involved. And he just wasn't visible last night. It wasn't like LeBron was chucking up shots. He was 13 of 20, not 14 of 41.
Mm-hmm. Frank Isola.
Bill Plashke with the greatest Freudian slip. He said the game-winning shot. No, it wasn't a game-winning shot. It was one that broke a record. It was an individual record. And maybe, just maybe, Maybe Anthony Davis thought, we're going to play out the third quarter, the last 10 seconds, and then we'll play the fourth quarter. We'll try to win the game we need to win, and then we'll celebrate. Why are we stopping right now and celebrate? Clearly, it interrupted LeBron. He was on his way to 50 points. He scored 38. So what is it about winning? It's an unbelievable accomplishment. Again, they should have waited until after the game. Maybe that's what Russell Westbrook and Anthony Davis were thinking. We'll do this at the end of the game.
Lashke.
Frank, you mean you don't think they should have stopped the game for it?
all-time leading scorer. You don't think they should have stopped? They stopped the game when Kareem did it.
They did.
They absolutely.
I went back and I thought maybe back in 1984 they wouldn't do it.
They stopped
Will Chamberlain in 7 minutes. Last night was 9 minutes. It was a moment. All right.
Come on, Frank.
Something Tinsley said earlier I want to get to here. How far away can LeBron put this record? Because that's going to be fascinating. He could play a few more years. Last night with Shaq, he talked about the future.
You know, I know I could play a couple more years. It's all about my mind. You know, if my mind is still into it, if I'm still motivated to go out and try to compete for championships, because I feel like that's what I can still do for any group of guys, for any franchise. I can go out there and still help win multiple championships or win a championship.
For any franchise, Plaschke, what's that face?
That's terror. I was very disappointed in that, but not surprised. I think LeBron is going to ask out this summer. He's upset with the front office. The front office is upset with him. I think he doesn't like the direction of the team he built. He built this mess, and now he's going to want to leave it. I think this summer he could be gone.
Right, Isola?
Well, they also won a championship there, so, you know, he built that too. You know, I'm all ticked off because everyone's talking about Mike, that he's better than Michael Jordan, you know, Brooklyn-born Michael Jordan. He breaks Kareem's record, Powell Memorial High School in Manhattan. We know where LeBron's going to end up. What can really add to his legacy at this point? He comes to Madison Square Garden.
Oh, Fred, you've got to dock him for that, Tony. That's, come on. Thank you. He's going the wrong way.
Yeah, I mean, one thing we know about LeBron James, amongst many things, he's a basketball mercenary. He'll go to a different team. He'll bring you a title, and you deal with the results from there. We all hear the talk about LeBron and the front office and the rumors that are coming out of there. This relationship feels way more in the rear view than it does in out the dashboard. It feels like it's over, but I can't say that it's over just yet. But he's planting the seeds.
Got to appreciate LeBron as somebody who knows not to overstay his welcome, because it does seem like he might be on his way out at some point. Look, I do think that if he ends up in a situation where he does not have to be the focal point, that only extends his career. And it does not look like he's slowing down necessarily anytime soon. Certainly he's not the same 25-year-old, but obviously still a top 10 player at worst, right, in the NBA.
Tony, after a night when LeBron scores all those points, I got 3 points. I was there. I got 3 points. LeBron had 38,000-something points.
Go to Charlotte. Play for Michael Jordan.
Come on, man.
How about that for LeBron?
Taking a break. Buy or sell on the other side.
Shush, Frank. Tell Frank just to shush.
Recency bias by prisoners of the moment.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Kyrie Irving's debut with the Mavericks tonight versus the Clippers. Here was Kyrie yesterday at practice.
And there were times throughout this process when I was in Brooklyn where I felt very disrespected, and my talent, I work extremely hard at what I do. No one ever talks about my work ethic, though. Everyone talks about what I'm doing off the floor.
Frank Isola. Well, Plaschke got his moment yesterday with LeBron getting the all-time record. Now this is a moment for you, Frank. Please, the floor is yours.
Yeah, and it's interesting that he's going to play his first game for the Mavericks on the same court that LeBron broke the record. Think about where their careers have gone since Kyrie broke up with LeBron James. You know, he talks about his work ethic. This is from a guy that missed 142 out of a possible 299 games with the Brooklyn Nets. And we know what disrespected means. That's a money thing. Kyrie played great for 2 months. He went to the Brooklyn Nets and said, all right, I gave that apology a couple of months ago. I've been playing hard. Give me my money. And they said, whoa, whoa, whoa. We know you've been great, but what about the previous 3 years? What happened? All you did was miss games. So to say disrespected, he's being disingenuous, right?
Justin Tinsley.
Yeah, people talk a lot about his work ethic, just not in the way that he wants them to talk about it. But honestly, I think this was probably the most transparent thing that Kyrie has said in quite some time. We don't have to decipher tweets or Instagram captions. He spoke his truth. So honestly, I appreciate it, even if I don't fully agree with
it. Mary Lyles?
Yeah, the thing that stuck out to me here is he said, well, we don't talk about his work ethic enough. And Kyrie, you are one of the most skilled point guards to ever touch a basketball. You're giving us every reason to talk about everything else except for that. Hopefully he changes that, but his track record hasn't shown as much yet. So we'll see.
Frank, one correction. He's not playing on the same court as LeBron. He's playing the Clippers. They change courts at crypto.com. So he's not playing on the same court as LeBron. Right. Just a little bit of little basketball fact for Frank. That's all I want to say. And also the fact that Kyrie played in 48% of the games with the Nets. He disrespected basketball more than the Nets could ever disrespect him. Shameful.
Can you change it tonight with Dallas? What are your expectations with this new team and tonight specifically, Frank?
Oh, he's been, like I said, he's been unbelievable the last 2 months. Luka's not going to be there. Kyrie's going to want to stick it to the Nets, especially the day before the trade deadline. I think he's going to have a big time.
So you're calling out a 40-point game here too, it sounds like?
Yeah, I'm definitely going 40 and maybe like 8 or 6. He's going to play well because he knows the contract is at the end of this, and that's what he wants.
We'll move on. Buy or sell to Geno and on Staley.
If you want to bring Lou in and you can see the bruises on her body, it's just appalling what teams do to her now. You know? And it's not basketball anymore.
When you say it's not basketball, when you say your players, you know, has bruises on her body, our entire post players, if we unclothed them, you would see the bruises. We play in the SEC, and that's how we play. And we're not going to change it.
Who are you buying? Who are you selling, Harry Lyles?
I'm selling Geno here. Look, you know, one of the things that Don Staley had said in addition to what we just heard was that all great teams eventually have to pivot, including her own team. They pivoted, and now they have been better than UConn for the past few years. And so now we're at a point where either Geno and UConn pivot, and they still stay relevant and stay as one of the best teams in women's college basketball, or we watch their demise, and we might end up seeing that. But the other part of this to me is if you're Geno, you can't say it's not basketball because you're getting a little bit too close to the coded language that Don Staley has said that has been set upon her team, and you don't want to be that.
Bill Plaschke.
I can't sell Geno enough here. The women's game is changing, and he's not accepting that change. The women's game has more physicality, more defense, more rebounding. The women's game is all about South Carolina, not Connecticut. It's about their style of play, and he's not used to that style of play. He's not recruiting that style of play, and he's getting beat for it. He needs to change.
Is it that macro? Is it about the entirety of the brand of basketball in college, in women's, or is it just a micro in this one game, Frank Isola?
I don't think there's anything wrong with what Geno said. If you go back to the halcyon days of the ACC, Mike Krzyzewski and Dean Smith used to do this all the time. Here are two of the top coaches at the top programs whining all the time that they're not getting calls and things of that nature. I don't think there's anything wrong with them. Let them go back and forth. It's actually good for the sport.
I'm buying that Geno needs to cry me a river, build a bridge, and get over it. I mean, come on, bro. Don Staley is one of the great and true leaders in all of coaching and at any level. For a lot of reasons, but one, because she sticks up for her players because she knows what microaggressions look like. Plus, also,
okay, but Geno, isn't Geno
like
sticking up for his players here as well?
I mean,
exactly what he's doing.
Go ahead, Justin.
No, yeah, I think he's sticking up for his players, but he's also using language that he knows can get under people's skin. And also, the game was physical, yes, but the fouls were 23-21 in UConn's favor. And those 21 fouls on USC were the most they've had all season. So it was a physical game all around that was called both ways.
Brought data to the conversation there, Tinsley. Well done. Bill Plaschke, Frank Isola, I think you guys have something to settle between the two of you.
I should have felt like LeBron James. I feel like Thomas Bryant now.
Lyles, Tinsley, shut it next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Cam Thomas Show Part 3. Are we talking about all-time scorers? Yes, we are. 40-plus again. He's averaging 45 since the Irving trade demand. Nets are 1-2. Harry, how real is this? Did the Nets find themselves a star? Do teams need to start game planning for him?
I do think teams need to switch up their defensive game plan for him, because if they don't, and I saw this from StatMuse, if he continues to score 40 points per game, he will pass Kareem in 11 seasons. Yes, they have to change it up.
Kevin Durant has been telling us for a long time Cam Thomas is a hooper. I'm not saying that he's a star, but he is definitely a player that that team can build around. And also, Kevin Durant loves him. And he can put the ball in the basket. I don't want to see teams.
It's not about Durant. I'll give you the point right there. Anthony Davis looking forward to sitting on the bench when Cam Thomas breaks LeBron's record. We'll move on. Derek Carr meeting with the Saints. Justin, could that be the best fit for this quarterback looking for a team?
The Saints have 5 different quarterbacks over the last 2 years, and that ties them with the Bears. If you're tied with the Bears and anything bad quarterback worthy, you desperately need somebody. So if it's not Rodgers, they better pray it's Derek Carr. Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good fit, but I think the Jets would be better. One, because the Saints, like, how many times can you cheat the salary cap? And two, the Jets have some of the best young pieces in the NFL. If they had a leader like Derek Carr, I think that would be the perfect situation for him.
Split the points. We'll move on. Showdown 3. I've waited all show for this story. My favorite. Oklahoma boys high school hoops. It was Weatherford versus Anadarko. We're showing every single highlight here because there was no shot clock, and the final score was 4-2. 4-2. Harry, your takeaway.
That we need a shot clock. This is an abomination. I went to a high school basketball game last week, got to watch my alma mater, Walton, take on Wheeler and the top player in the country, Isaiah Collier. If I was sitting through a quarter of this, I would have left.
There were as many field goal attempts as timeouts, but Bob Ryan, look at me. Look at me, Bob Ryan. There were 4 3-pointers attempted in this game. Getting back to the way the game is supposed to be played, baby.
No, don't say it. Don't say it. I mean, there were some 4 quarters. I think you saw that in the highlights there. Not a bad strategy. Weatherford was 18-1. You try to slow down the game if you're Anadarko. But come on now, Harry Lyles Jr., take your FaceTime. You earned it today.
I am urging everybody, please, we saw the picture last night of everybody with their phones up like this, taking the video of LeBron getting the scoring record. There's nothing wrong with that. However, I implore all of you, whether you are at a sporting event, you're at a concert, try to enjoy the moment. There's no better way to show somebody or describe where you were than to tell them about it, how it made you feel, who you were with. So next time you're at a concert, maybe think twice. If you're at a sporting event, sure, take your pictures. But again, enjoy it. You'll be able to tell everybody how it went, and you will be able to remember it and cherish it so much more than you would any other way. Right, guys?
Well, I think you knew where
to go. Harry, I forgot to hit record. Can you say that again?
You want to capture the moment is what you want to do. What?
Can you say that again, Harry? I forgot to hit record.
We're at a 23 and a half hour break.
Don't move. That's good.
See you tomorrow around the horn.
That's good.